following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
You can
make it! I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong
going the
way.
Wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
So the game comes to a close, and in overtime, the Packers and Vikings tie at 26.
I've never been a part of it. I never even knew that was in the rule book. But again, you know, it's part of the rules, and we have to go with it. So, you know, I was looking forward to the next opportunity getting out there and trying to drive to win the game. But unfortunately, with the rules, you know, we settled with a tie.
Did you hit the game was there?
Well, when the play was called, you know, I kind of figured that I guess there's ties in the NFL. So, I didn't know that. Yeah, in college, there's multiple overtimes. I mean, high school and Pop Warner. I never knew in the professional ranks that it would kind of end that way.
What?
Hate to see what happens in the Super Bowl or hates to see what happens in the playoffs.
Hates to see it, John. Hates to see it. What was it? Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't know of any overtime, multiple overtimes in Pop Warner football. When?
Pop
where?
Pop Warner football. What does he remember about Pop Warner football? Look, here's the thing. You know, all these people are comparing all these Packers and all these Vikings to Donovan McNabb and trying to kind of give Donovan McNabb an excuse and saying, look, other people didn't know it. Hey, you know what? I don't give a shit if my offensive lineman or my tight end knows it's a tie. You're the quarterback, stupid. You're supposed to know what the hell's going on. If the offensive lineman plays until you tell him to go to the sideline, that's a good offensive lineman.
Right.
Right? That's what he's supposed to do. You play until you are told to go over there and get some water.
Christian passes to Cordero. He heads back to the right, can't pitch the ball, and Border Battle 107 ends in a tie.
I've never been a part of a tie. Never even knew that was in the rule book.
You didn't lose the game, but you feel like you didn't really accomplish what you set out to do.
In college, there's multiple overtimes. I mean, high school and Pop Warner.
Yeah, my first tie ever. It's disappointing.
I never knew in the professional ranks that it would kind of end that way.
It's an empty feeling.
Hate to see what happens in the Super Bowl or hate to see what happens in the playoffs.
Come here, sis.
Yep, kissing your sister. That's exactly what a tie is.
You know what, though? As a Redskins fan, I'll take a fucking tie. Jesus Christ, ooh. I'll take a freaking tie.
Yeah, that was not pretty.
It ain't pretty at all.
Yeah, it wasn't. All I hear about is, should they shut down RG3 for the season?
No.
Should he be playing right now? Blah, 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 blah. Yes, he should be playing.
Yes, absolutely. This is when he can learn how
right.
to play football is when the problems are happening. You don't just sit him down with a little bit of adversity. Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, and honest to God, if any of these other rumors about how he's a bit of a prima donna are true, the fucking last thing you want to do is put Kirk Cousins in the game. You'll destroy him.
But
all his braids will fall out of his head.
But that might save your season, John.
Oh, my God, it's going to save our season. You know, the only thing it'll do is it'll say to the Rams, ha-ha, you don't get a top three pick, you
right.
bitch. Ha-ha. And besides, no, it won't save our season because our right tackle will just have a white guy that he can allow to get smashed right in the face every time he drops back to throw the ball.
All right, I'm Tom. He's John.
Right.
What's up, guys? It's John Tilliard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio Art number 236. You know, with it being the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who over this last weekend, which was pretty damn good, by the way, it got me thinking, maybe the Doctor should have travelled back to the beginning of this NFL season, right when you guys were making your Super Bowl picks. Perhaps he could have just quickly poked his head out of the TARDIS and said to Bang, "Not the Falcons! Not the Falcons!"
He's taking shots at you!
Jeez, he's gonna jump on me!
You!
You know what? It was when you distracted me. You said, hey, hey, check out that chick walking by. And I looked around, and the freaking TARDIS, I missed it. It was right there, and I missed it. And that stupid limey doctor jumped out and said, oh, excuse me, Bang, not the Falcons. Not the Falcons. And I missed it.
He said the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who.
Yes, the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who happened over there in the jolly old UK, and all of the Whovies were very happy about it.
Wow. Yes. What a bizarre coincidence that the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who would coincide with the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK.
Dude, you are onto something now. I'm telling you what, we have a whole new conspiracy angle we can get to. I'm telling you, let's look at those pictures of Oswald again, especially the ones where his head's been pasted on that picture with the gun. I bet you if you got that picture and got that head off of there, that's goddamn Doctor Who under there. Frickin' British trying to take America back. Right. That's what it was.
Well, that's one of about a dozen ideas. You know, they've got the, they're in Dallas, they've got the, what is it, the sixth floor museum? Is that what it is?
I thought it was the ninth floor.
Or ninth floor museum. Okay, whatever, the floor museum. And then a couple blocks from there, they've got the conspiracy museum that's got like 12 different layouts and all the evidence that goes with each possible conspiracy.
I'll tell you what, I got a couple of ideas, and I do believe it is not the way that they say it is.
Oh, no, but, no.
It's not one bullet. No freaking way. You got to be crazy. And besides, we don't have time for all this. One of these days when we're in the offseason, we will do John and Tom's Conspiracy Corner.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
we must. Talk about that's a must.
Shit.
We have to do that.
That's right. I swear to God, I had nothing to do with it. I was an oil driller. I was playing for Arkansas at the time.
But speaking of JFK, John, coming up, Skip Bayless is making shit up.
Yeah.
Yep. Blame the weed, John. The weed.
Don't let my mother hear that. That's exactly what she wants me to say.
Are Saints fans excited and more? But first, Jim Cordle loves to block for Eli Manning, John.
Well, you know, when you got a guy back there that not only will allow you to block, but will also allow you to tackle as many times as you are allowed to when you are an offensive lineman for the Giants. That's pretty cool.
Well, our girl Anita Marks, you remember Anita Marks?
I do remember Anita Marks.
She was a quarterback in the Women's Professional Football League, and she's got
in
a
Miami,
radio
right.
show. She's unfortunately, she's working with the Giants.
She's doing pretty good, though, for herself. She's up at WFAN, which isn't that like the flagship sports station in the United States?
Oh, yeah, man.
So, yeah, she's working WFAN for the Giants, and she's on camera. So, it's pretty good. She's doing pretty good.
Hey, Anita,
hook
a couple brothers up, you know?
Right. We are cornball brothers, too. You can get away with it.
Here's Jim Cordle talking to Anita Marks about why he likes to play with Eli.
What is it like being Eli Manning's center?
It's a lot of fun. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and it's been great. I mean, it's a natural fit. He's got where his hand placement is, and you know, the exchanges are good. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've got a bunch of reps in practice last year with him, and it's fun to block for him.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that one spot there.
It's a natural fit. He's got where his hand placement is, and you know.
That sound gay as fuck. Goddamn.
Anita Marks is over there squirming in her chair.
Right.
Oh, really? Tell me about that hand placement.
See what you have to deal with in New York, Anita. Get out of there. Come on.
This is where this dude goes, is trying to explain what it's like to play center. First off, how else do you answer that question? That's pretty much what you got to say.
Right.
You know, I'm just glad he doesn't let me hit myself in the balls with the ball. You know, I'm glad where his hands are, because otherwise it would hurt a lot. You know. Oh, shit. Well, you remember Joe Theismann told us how important it was to work with the center, because you had to know how high up he was going to bring his ass.
Hey, what the heck was Moose Johnston, Daryl Johnston, thinking of on Fox Sunday? He was doing the Rams-Bears game, and your boy, Tavon Austin, scored that 65-yard touchdown run, and here's what Moose said.
And it looks like an end-around to Tavon Martin, or Tavon Austin. He puts his foot in the ground.
Tavon Martin, why was he thinking about Tavon Martin. Well, it's Trayvon. It'd be Trayvon Martin down there in Florida that was killed by Zimmerman, who, by the way, is a total nutcase.
He's a psychopath.
Oh, my God, this guy. I don't even want to get into that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Just get him off the street before he gets anywhere near anybody in my family. Look, man, here's the thing. Johnston is a metrosexual. So to him, black people are threatening, and they're all pretty much the same. So you can actually listen in between the lines, and you can hear him on the satellite feed before they clean it up to get back out over the Fox airwaves. Yeah, he'll say, like, right here, Derek, you'll see that Clemens hands it off to the black kid who just looks like the guy that hangs out down in front of the Starbucks. And there's a good block by, you know, number 72. He's a big old black dude, Bubba or Otis or something or other. And then all these other black guys are chasing him and touchdown.
Stop.
I will. I'll stop.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, look, that was a pretty funny slip there by Johnston, man. How, you know, I guess pop culture just drops out of him like nothing. He did recover pretty well.
Yeah, he did. I mean, it was obviously, you know, whatever. Anyway, I want to get on to the Seahawks here. Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks. Actually, we're going to talk about Stephen A. Smith and things that,
all right,
you know, there's a lot of guys in the league that get suspended. And the Seahawks, you know, obviously the latest. You've got, they're trying to sign Antoine Winfield, 36-year-old cornerback Antoine Winfield. This is the Seahawks. What's going on?
Well, I mean, they're running out of guys. They keep getting busted smoking pot. And really, the worst thing about pot, Tom, is what? Getting caught with it. That's the only bad thing about this shit. Jesus right. Christ, they're going to suspend this dude for a year.
Well, yeah, cornerback Brandon Browner, he's facing a one-year suspension for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. Now, that means, you know, that this has happened more than once. He's failed more than one test if he's getting a year. That means he's failed at least three. No. But he suffered a groin injury on November 10th, so he was going to be out 4 to 6 weeks anyway. So they needed depth at cornerback. But then,
so why couldn't he get a medicinal thing?
Right. Yeah. He's in Washington.
Are the Broncos allowed to smoke pot?
He's in Washington, after
right.
all. But
right. He's in Washington.
Then you've got their other cornerback, Walter Thurman. He was suspended for 4 games on Sunday for the same thing.
The commissioner just follows him to this hotel room. All right, you guys. Everybody out. They come tumbling out like one of those freaking Snoop Dogg videos with fogs of smoke coming out of the damn door. Oh, seriously, man. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely effing ridiculous. The ninny babying that they have going on about this
okay,
shit.
Whatever. The rule is the rule. Aside, you know, that's it. They know the rule. You know that nobody's forcing them to play in the NFL. If you got going to play in the NFL, this is the rule you got to follow, whether right or wrong. That's the rule.
I agree. That's true.
Yeah, and so these guys can't stay off the junk. And
the junk.
That sound gay as fuck. God damn.
shit.
So Stephen A. Smith on ESPN2's First Take there with Skip Bayless, and we'll get to Skip Bayless. We got something coming up with him. Like I said, he's making shit up. But Stephen A. Smith is disgusted, John.
Really?
He wakes up disgusted, Tom. He is.
I am disgusted.
He just can't believe these guys smoking all this weed.
This is ridiculous.
And he, right. He's upset.
It's ridiculous.
So here he's going to rant. For us.
How many times do I have to say it? Do I need to do it again?
Do it again.
Stay off the weed. I don't know how many times I have to say this. And you know something else too, ladies and gentlemen, particularly those of us within the African-American community, I have a list of players here. It's a whole bunch of lists here. Most of these players are black. Just a thought. Do I look disgusted enough?
No.
A living, your livelihood, millions of dollars, and you can't stay off the weed.
The weed.
You know what? Y'all go ahead and do the rest of the show.
Oh.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so disgusted with these guys. I don't even.
It's funny. Yeah, he says go ahead and do the rest of the show. I don't even want to talk about it. And then he doesn't shut up. He won't stop.
He's like James Brown he's walking off the stage. No, let me come back. I'm still disgusted. I'm just disgusted. Then they put the cape on him and he starts to struggle away from the cameras.
Stay off the weed.
You know what? All these players are sitting at home getting high going, yo, man, he said weed.
Weed. Duh.
Oh my God.
Weed.
Stay off it. Lay off the weed. Stop smoking the ganja.
You can't stay off the weed.
Quit inhaling, William Jefferson Clinton.
You know what to say. It's embarrassing. Can't stay off for some stuff. You got your family to take care of and provide for. You got a living and a quality life to uphold, if not uplift. And you throwing it all away because you can't stay off some weed. Really.
Okay. What does it say to you about the atmosphere created and coached by one Pete Carroll?
Oh, my God.
Skip Bayless. He's an enabler.
Skip.
An enabler. That's right. Pete Carroll's probably their connection.
He's getting it for him, don't you know?
Look at him. He's got all his hair. He's 65. He's a hippie.
I bet he grew it. I bet he's selling it to him in very self.
He probably does. Well, how do you think they go into beast mode? They get in the huddle and they blaze up a doobie.
Yo, man, he said weed.
Weed. Duh.
Look, man, you know what? The one thing about that that really does bug me is he goes, and I am looking at all of you African-Americans. Look, man, the overwhelming majority of professional sports are African-Americans, so it's not unusual that's a large percentage of people getting busted with this.
Hold on. You can't say that. That's not true.
What do you mean?
Okay. You said of sports.
Right. Of professional, okay, hockey really kind of
okay,
the
hockey,
curve.
Hockey, golf, NASCAR, tennis.
Golf, NASCAR, come on. Now, that's a game and, you know, driving around
well,
a track.
Okay, fine, but you said sports, so I'm just saying tennis. And,
I'm talking
and,
the big oh four when I say sports. Hockey,
oh, okay.
Is, you know, that's going to throw the curve for the white people.
Well,
right,
you got to specify.
Really, the good sports, baseball, basketball, and football, they are dominated by African-American people because they got speed, Tom. They can run.
Actually, baseball's dominated by Latin America.
But they're okay. You're right. But they're all darker and darker complected peoples. Okay.
John, stop while you're ahead.
I'm not going anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so his perception that it's these African Americans are the ones that can't stay off the weed is a misconception. He's fucking making that shit up.
Ladies and gentlemen, John is off on different memberships now. And
we have permission, God damn it.
All right, let's finish Stephen A's rant here.
They've had others. They've had Bruce Irvin has had a piece.
It's clearly a little bit loose.
Yeah, a little
it's
bit.
Clearly a little bit loose, yeah. No doubt about that. Oh. But you know something else? But you know something? Despite all of that,
okay.
Pete Carroll is the coach. I understand culpability comes his way, but he's got his money. And last time I checked, he ain't getting busted for using weed. Okay? He's not the one using drugs. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I understand it's not hardcore stuff or whatever, but the stuff is inexcusable. It's embarrassing. And I'm going to repeat this. I got the list here. Oh. All of these players that have been suspended over the last several years, and a vast majority of them, damn near all of them, are black. Really?
That doesn't mean anything.
Really?
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 See, this is the media making shit up because it doesn't mean anything. The overwhelming population of the NFL is black.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I got news for you, Stephen A. Marijuana, not a black thing.
No, not at all. Not a black thing. Maybe he's just implying that they are so stupid that they get caught, or that the NFL is testing them disproportionately.
Didn't they test that punter that had a freaking record day last week? They tested his ass right when he came off the field.
Sure. Okay. So, I mean, you know, the racial angle that he's trying to get going here is just bullshit.
You can't stay off the weed. Really?
Really?
Duh.
The weed.
Duh.
Duh.
Weed. Duh. Duh.
Oh, that is funny. All right, so anyway, on to Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless
been waiting over in the wings.
Yeah, he's making shit up. So we were talking about JFK a little bit ago. You know, it was the all the talk about JFK, the 50th anniversary. So everybody's talking about it because, you know, there was the whole thing with the football games that weekend. Should we play? You know, they canceled the college games.
Right.
And then the AFL was like, oh, we're not going to play. And Pete Rozelle said, well, fuck y'all. We're playing some football, damn it. And
that was the first time he fucked over Al Davis. Al Davis said, we're not playing. And Pete Rozelle said, well, if Al's not playing, we're playing.
Right. That's exactly what it was.
It's a goddamn conspiracy. We had those television ratings, and the NFL stole them.
Anyway, speaking of that, now, that weekend, you know, Skip was very distraught. And Skip, you know, Skip's on the, if you don't know, I don't, maybe you're not familiar, maybe you're outside of America. Skip and Stephen A. do this show First Take together on ESPN2. But anyway, Skip was distraught, John. He was very distraught.
He is beside himself.
When JFK was shot, it gave him cause to pause.
Oh, he had cause to pause, and he had to go over and be consoled. Hey, speaking of consoling, I hope Stephen A. Smith's sister is okay after the freaking Cowboys beat the Giants again this weekend.
Skip said he needed football to help him cope with this tragedy, and here he is. Talking about it.
I will never forget the look on my teacher's face when she heard the news out in the hall and came in to tell us we were excused to go home because our president had been shot and killed. I was pretty shook up.
Distraught.
That was Friday. Saturday passed. Went to church Sunday morning with my family. Heard as I left church that Jack Ruby had shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald, and I was a little more shook up. But I must admit, as just a young boy, I appreciated the fact that I got to go home and eat dinner or lunch. We actually called it dinner at that point, yeah. I think. And turn on the Dallas Cowboy game at the Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
It just allowed me to turn off my young mind, which couldn't process all this, for the next 3 hours. And as a man, I think I've come more and more to appreciate what a crucial component the entertainment that can be sports is to our society's coping mechanism.
Okay, so here's the situation. Now, he's right about all of that. I agree with him about sports and how it can take you away and get your mind off of things. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, what he said, Tom, was that it turned his brain off, and that I also completely agree with. I don't think it ever got turned back on.
Well, here's the thing. While Skip went home and he was able to watch the Cowboys play the Browns, evidently, Skip was the first person in history to have DirecTV and the NFL ticket on satellite, because the problem with this is, and this was before the merger, so there were only 14 NFL teams, and then you had the AFL teams. But in the NFL, and that's what we're talking about, is Cowboys, 7 games
right
to be played that Sunday. All 7 of those games were played. The Cowboys did play the Browns. Problem is, Skip, none of them were televised.
No television. Skip Bayless making shit up.
He is, John.
He's making shit up. Although, Tom, I must say, your theory about the satellite might be true. In his bedroom, he might have had a direct freaking thing up to that goddamn little thing. The Russian had that little dog up in the thing there. Sending him down the signals. Skip Bayless making shit up.
Lies.
Lies. Yep. Wonder why. Why would he do that?
Because he's got to insert himself into the freaking story.
Tom, I remember when Bobby Kennedy was killed. I was so upset, my young mind. And the Dallas Cowboys, they let me go on the field and play linebacker against the Cleveland Browns.
What?
And when I tackled Jim Brown.
Wait a minute.
I felt like I was tackling all the hurt that was inside of me and inside the country.
When Bobby Kennedy was killed?
That's right. That's right.
Bobby Kennedy like was killed yesterday. In June. He was killed in June, Skip.
Well, it was a special game. Pete Rozelle figured since he blew it with the other Kennedy boy that he'd go ahead on this awful, awful, awful day and give America a chance to watch America's team play football.
Wait a minute. No, America didn't become America's team until 1978. Bobby was killed in 68.
Well, no. See, here's where you're making things up, Tom. That on that day, we called them America's team, and it made Paul Brown so mad that he forced Tex Schramm at gunpoint to hide that name until he had died. Paul Brown was long rumored to be a subversive, and some think that he was actually in on the assassination, and that he wouldn't let Tex Schramm use the name until after he was gone.
Paul Brown died in 1991.
Well, that's exactly what he'd have you believe now, isn't it?
Coming up next on First Take, Skip remembers when he went to the moon.
I was so proud up there getting my picture taken with the flag.
Well, Skip, you know, we didn't really go to the moon. It was a Hollywood production. That's all a big conspiracy, too.
I was the key grip in the production. I've kept my mouth shut all these years.
So, yeah, so this actually, this must have really moved young Skip, because he decided at that point that he was going to spend his time making shit up about sports, like Troy Aikman is gay, although he might have got that one right.
I think Troy Aikman's a queer.
Well, Dexter Manley agrees.
I think you're right, Dexter. You are one smart feller.
All right, so Skip, stop making shit up.
You think Dexter can read JFK? He'd be like, Jifk, what the hell is Jifk? One of them goddamn queer words.
Oh, no. All right, one more thing before we get to break here. Chris Berman, this was great. So, you know, they were wrapping up Monday Night Countdown, and Chris always says, you know, game's coming up next. And man, he just really got into it here.
Two teams have won the divisions a year ago, the Niners and the Redskins. Next on Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football.
He had a gastrointestinal problem there, Tom.
Something, man.
Football.
Hey, Tom, football.
He's sitting next to Ditka the whole time. He's got to yell it really loud.
Football.
Weed.
Football.
Weed.
You get a pizza and we're all set to go, baby.
Ball. Ball.
Duh.
Ball.
Duh.
Ball.
That's pretty damn good. He sounds like Diva Lover.
Oh, that's what Chris Berman's head looks like.
Ball.
Duh.
It's painted on television.
Oh, that's pretty funny, man.
Football. Ball.
He did. He had a little bit of a problem there with the old stum there.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to get into some things about the Saints and A-Rod. I am finally going to get to this story about A-Rod. This is great. I can't wait to talk about it next.
Bang Radio.
Failed my test, caught again. Another season shot down the drain. Marijuana inhalation is fogging up my brain. Fourth offense, so I'm toned. I am full of Acapulco Gold, a runner, a bong shotgunner. NFL, tell me why can't I play when I'm a little high? In a goal line situation, I'll float over the line. Take the pitch, run it straight, jump the line and score, and then they give us 6 points. And I smoke 2 joints. Smoking ganja, ganja, ganja. Smoking ganja, ganja, ganja. So effed up, can't you see? I could have paid someone to be for me. Well, I should have been born Jamaican. I smoke enough for 3. Hey there, ref, hold my roach. Think they called my number, how come no one's chasing? Which way am I facing? Smoking ganja. 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 Smoking
VoTech.
VoTech.
For 10 years, VoTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VoTech can handle every facet of your project. VoTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VoTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VoTech.
VoTech.
I think pro athletes should be forced to use steroids. I think we as fans deserve the greatest athlete science can create. Let's go. Anything that will make you run faster, jump higher. I have high-definition TV. I want my athletes like my video games. Let's go. I could care less if you die at 40. You hate life after sports anyway. I'm doing you a favor. We got athletes like Randy Moss and T.O., Terrell Owens. People get upset. You sit on your couch and you say horrible things.
Oh, hey, buddy, why don't you just do your job? Just do your job. Quit celebrating so much.
His job is to catch a ball. It's really not that serious. I don't care if he gets in the end zone and has a 10-minute tea party.
Everybody, what the hell's going on? This is Zach Wild from Black Label Society and the Ozzy Osbourne Band. I'm all doing a hang, throwing back some cold ones, listening to John and Ton on the Bang Radio Hour.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it garbage. Come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid.
Chelp takes a knee. That'll do it. About as good as you will ever get, folks. Final score, Oklahoma State 49, Baylor 17. A thrashing on the prairie tonight.
You know what, Mike Gundy? Don't you worry about what they write in that newspaper. You don't have to read it. I don't care. Just thank you for coaching a victory there over Baylor on Saturday.
Hey, man. Nobody's reading the newspaper anyway, Gundy. You got nothing to worry about.
Right.
People just use it to throw under their bird cages anymore. But Baylor sure looked like a bunch of pretenders out there, didn't they? Ooh. They got the shit stomped out of them. That was a whooping.
Yeah, so that gets them off of Ohio State's ass. Now my concern is this. If Auburn does somehow beat Alabama.
Right.
I say somehow. I mean, Auburn's a very good football team.
But, yeah, and you know what, man? You never know what's going to happen in that conference with those kinds of, with those
sure.
teams. Really, you don't.
But my thing is this. If Auburn beats Alabama, does a one-loss Auburn team leap over Ohio State?
It's possible. I mean, it depends on how the computer program figures it out. I don't know.
Isn't that sad? Football. It depends on how the computer program figures it out.
You know, you're going to have a slot in the tournament. So
what tournament?
Isn't the tournament starting this year? Isn't there like an 18 playoff this year?
No, it's 14. It's 14, and it starts next year.
Okay, 4 teams starts next year.
Yeah. Well, no, we got nothing.
I've been sitting here trying to figure out the best way to break it to you that I think that when you guys go play one of these SEC schools, it ain't going to be pretty. I know y'all look real good, man, playing. But the Big Ten is not close to what the SEC is.
I understand that. I understand the Big Ten is not a good conference. Michigan State's got an amazing defense. They really do.
Yeah.
It's for real, and we'll get tested by that when we play in the Big Ten championship game. But here's the thing. It's not like we're just winning all our games and you know, winning them by 10, 15, 20 points. John, we're scoring 60 friggin' points, 55, 65 points a game. We're destroying these teams.
I get it. And there's, you know, you're not, but I tell you, I think that when you get down into those, like Alabama, even Georgia at times, man, their defenses, they're just different.
But they're not. That's the thing. Alabama's defense is not that good this year. It's not.
This is what happens when I break it to him, folks.
They've given up some big numbers. And here's the thing. We know when it comes to football, the game starts up front.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
Well, these Buckeyes, man, I'm telling you what, this is an amazing, big, strong offensive line. Big fucking line, man.
There's some big, strong defensive lines coming up from down south. I'm actually looking at it from Alabama.
I understand that. And you know what? I have no reason to be able to sit here and pound my chest and say, you know, you should be afraid or blah, 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 because the SEC keeps winning every national championship. What are you going to, there's nothing you can say. They have the bragging rights. They can back it up. There's no doubt. But damn it, I would like a chance to try, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you'll get it. You'll probably get it. I don't think that if Auburn wins.
Yeah, but that's Auburn. See, that's the thing. It's Florida State. That's the issue. And believe me, Florida State deserves to play for it just as much as we do.
Dude.
There's no question. They're amazing.
Jameis Winston's going to get arrested any day now. They found his they found his spooge in that girl's panties.
Nuh-uh.
Didn't I read that last week? I swear to God, I read that they found his DNA in her panties.
Oh, my God. Well, that doesn't
mean. I mean, if you're saying that, maybe what I read was full of shit. I don't know.
That may be true, but that doesn't mean he raped her.
No, Kobe Bryant said the same thing, right?
Well, it's true.
Got him on the phone, right? Hey, yo, man, I was standing my ground. That bitch kept coming at me. I had to spooge in a panties to make her stop.
Well, you know, they had sex, sure, but that doesn't mean he raped her.
Well, maybe he didn't have sex with her. They didn't say what it was. I mean, he might have dropped a fingernail in there. You never know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. She might have got a hair off a toilet seat that he sat on.
See, if he'd have won our gridiron challenge, then he would have had one of your toenails, and he could have just dropped that in, and then he'd had he'd have had you framed.
I'm glad you mentioned the toenail award, because we do have a new contest coming up at the end of the show here, in which you all will win an amazingly awesome non-award. It's beautiful. Awesome
anyway, so... Yeah, you know, I'm not going to be able to complain. I can feel bad if Ohio State goes undefeated and doesn't get to play for the ship, but what am I going to say? It's the way it goes.
Well, what you can say is the same thing that everybody says, is that the BCS fucking sucks and it doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense, even though they managed to somehow get it right a lot.
Right.
Not all the time, but they managed to get it right a lot, even though I think that... You know what I always say. I don't think that football should ever be decided by, well, this team would beat that team.
Right.
Bullshit. Get out there and do it. Get out there and do it. I mean, look at this week, man. Everybody thought one thing, and then the 49ers went out and beat the Redskins. Didn't even let them score a touchdown. Who saw that shit coming?
All right. Let's move on to the Saints here.
All right.
And their game against the Falcons.
Oh, God, my Super Bowl pick.
Yes. You're
the first team to
Super
be eliminated
pick,
from
right?
the playoffs. The Super Mice.
All right, so here's our favorite Saints fan. He's going to get into this.
Hold on, baby! Sweep the Falcons! You know what? Do you know what?
What? What was that?
Donald Trump, Atlanta Falcons, we knew we were going to win the game. We were supposed to win the game. Y'all talked so much crap last year about, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. Now the Saints, they ain't got no coach. They ain't got this. They ain't got that. And you know what this win was? Excellent! Excellent!
Excellent!
Excellent!
We knew we was going to win the game. So did everybody, man.
Sure.
Chill out.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't know if somebody had said something to him in advance of him doing this video, but he immediately starts to downplay the close score because what was it, 17-14? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So he starts downplaying that, and I'm not buying this. I think it bothered him that they didn't blow out the Falcons. So here, listen to this.
All we wanted was the W. When we won the game, I said, I mean, it was 2-9. I don't give a crap how close the game was.
Sure.
When we won the game, I got up, on to the next, on to the next. Seattle, they're next. You are next.
Oh, he's calling out Seattle, and they're going to Seattle. I wouldn't be talking that shit.
You better not be. Ah, you know what, though? Yeah, you never know. But, yeah, who knows, man? I just did a Michael Irvin right there. I said nothing. But with this defensive backfield of Seattle getting busted for being the pot-smoking fiends they are, not laying off the weed, Breeze might do all right.
Weed!
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Like I said, I can't see the video, so it sounds to me like they're slaughtering a pig. Maybe they're making some bacon or something. Fresh.
All right. Well, here, this is funny because, you know, Samuel Jackson's a Falcons fan.
Right.
And he was there at the game, and he's on the sidelines. They had him down the sidelines. And there was this play where Matt Ryan took off scrambling, and he had all this open field, and he slid, and he could have just kept going, and this is what the Saints fan claimed happened.
I think Matt Ryan, when he had the wide open field, could have scored it, and he slid. If you're going to look at that part, they showed Samuel Jackson's reaction. He said, "Oh, you fag!" That's what he said.
Okay.
I wonder if that's true. I gotta
somebody's
got
to have video of that.
I want to see that. It would be, don't you think it would be on YouTube? I got to see.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go look.
Somebody would have already put it on our Facebook page, I have to think. Dude, I'll tell you what. That Bears fan that runs down the street and smashes his head on a pole, we had Sunday evening, I think it was. By like 7 o'clock, it was on our page. Jesus Christ, that dude bangs the shit out of himself.
Well, here he wraps it up with his classic ending.
Who's 9-2? Not the Falcons! Woo! Woo! Not the Falcons! Loki Doki! How about it again?
Oh my God, he's just all over the place.
Well, you know what? He's a chat room dude. That's what he does, man, because all of this stems from this Facebook page where these NFC South guys rattle their mouths back and forth, and that's where all of this comes from. So he's just talking to a couple of people. There's lots of people watching him, but he's really just rubbing it into a few people. When you said that one part of that it bothered him that it was so close, that's why, because he didn't want to have to go in and listen to him. That. Ned Beatty's over at his house, isn't he?
Hey, you look pretty good there, boy.
Right. In that game, the announcers that were doing that game, I swear, one of them sounds like he's from New Orleans, got this accent and this attitude.
Got the accent and attitude.
The other one sounds like he's straight out of Harvard. I mean, they could not, I don't know who they are, but they could not sound more different. And it's funny because, do you remember when Jimmy Graham scored and he spiked the ball and he bent the goalpost?
Right.
You know, and then they had to straighten it out. They got the level out and they went through this whole process. Oh, it was great drama for the TV guys there, John.
Come on back.
So they're calling this play when he scores the touchdown and bends it. And it's funny how when you listen to the one who sounds like a Southern guy describe it, and then you listen to the guy who sounds like he's out of Harvard describe it. So here's this.
Jimmy Graham all fired up in the end zone, and he does his usual dunk, but it was like that time he was kind of hanging on the rim. I really thought the goalposts were going to come down. Looked like it. I mean, doesn't it look like they're a little cockeyed to you right now?
Yeah, no, they might have to adjust that because it looks like they're skewed a little bit to the left. That's going to require an adjustment and a step ladder.
No, let me call my brother. He come down there and fix it right away. It's just a little lopsided.
Doesn't it look like they're a little cockeyed to you right now?
It looks like they're skewed a little bit to the left.
Don't that look like it's a little cockeyed to you right now?
There's the. Can you guess who's who? And then the other guy, it does look like it's a little bit skewed to the left.
Yes, just possibly a little bit of, just a little bit skew. I don't know. Perhaps the degree of incline is just, perhaps just a slight bit off.
No, it's just flung over like.
I must say, John, I do believe the goalpost has gone awry.
Now, it's just sitting there anti-goggling, Thomas. See, I just whomper jawed a little bit.
Why, John, that goalpost is definitely somewhat askant.
It's just a little cattywampus. My brother get right down here with the truck fixing real quick. It's all just kittle up and lent over, that's all.
I say, my good man, I say, that goalpost looks a bit off-center to me.
No, somebody just got a shinny up there with a gizzy whiz, straightened on up.
But, John, we mustn't continue whilst the goalposts are oblique in that manner.
Goddamn you goddamn obliques. Here you go talking about the muscle man again. Jesus Christ. Hot damn magazine. It's just kittle up lint over there, Tom.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. That's fun talking like that. It's goddamn fun. You ain't got to say nothing makes no goddamn bit of sense. And hey, I could get elected to Congress.
John, you know why you're coughing like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You can't stay off the weed.
Hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I feel as if I have been backed into a corner. There's no weed in this corner.
Stay off the weed.
Quit rolling the spliff, man.
Duh.
You have done way too many bong hits if you are so burnt out that you cannot stay off the weed.
All right.
His name is A-Rod. And he is a god. He makes a big wad playing baseball for the Yankee squad.
Well, he won't if he has to serve this 211-game suspension that...
Riba.
Of course, I hear now he's given up on the appeals process, I understand.
Well, he's trying to destroy everything on the way out the door. He's, you know, he's a guy that's caught and can't admit that he's caught, and he's just going to sit there and he's going to try to somewhat... let me ask you this. Roger Clemens came out of that hearing somewhat vindicated. Do you think Roger Clemens is innocent?
No.
Or how do you view... No, Roger Clemens is damaged forever, and so is A-Rod.
Well, now, see, that's a thing, and... He kind of shocked everybody because it was the very first time that he came right out and denied. I mean, just flat out denied everything.
Well, what else is he going to do?
Well, and I mean, he says that they don't have any proof, and he was pissed because Bud Selig wouldn't come to the hearing. Well, the commissioner has never testified at any arbitration hearing. I mean, it's common practice for the league to send a representative, and they did that for A-Rod. And he was on with Mike Frances on WFAN in New York there. And he denied everything, and he said he shouldn't have to serve one inning of suspension, and that Bud Selig should show his face and show this evidence. And he says the league says it has overwhelming evidence. And Alex says, no, they have no evidence. He says even people who hate him. Here, I actually have this one clip. He says he says regular people are on his side.
People really? In the streets tell me, I hate your guts. You're getting railroaded. I've worked for 20 years. I've dedicated, you know, more than half of my life to baseball. Whether you like me or not, what's wrong is wrong. And the system is wrong. And whether you're in federal court or state court or in kangaroo court that we are today, players need protection.
Okay, fine.
From what? From you sticking needles in your arm? And by the way, it's nice of him to get the homeless people on his side there.
Well, he says even people who hate him, he said they see him in the streets and they go, I hate your guts, but you're getting railroaded.
No, I don't believe that. And besides, I think that whenever we talk about A-Rod, anytime we say a word that starts with the letter Y, we have to substitute it with a J. So,
like the Yankees?
Yes, the Yankees. So anybody that meets him in the street says, you know, I hate your guts, but you are getting railroaded.
Okay, well, there's a new book, and you know, I could care less about the steroids. I want to talk about the book. There's a new book that claims steroid-loving New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez was into three-way sex with hookers. Okay. I mean,
with hookers though, seriously. Well, come on. Well, you know what? Hookers for him are really high priced,
and yeah, and you know they're probably amazing. But you know, and yeah. there's no strings attached.
Well, I'd hope not. You don't have a goddamn hooker that much money comes up with a period. No way.
Well, I always That's hear disgusting. This. You know, he's got all that money. Why would he have to buy a hooker? He doesn't have to. Sure, he can.
Because he doesn't have any strings after that.
Well,
like you said.
I mean, look at the. I mean, he's look at the celebrities this dude's been with. you know, hot girls in Hollywood and models and stuff. But with the hookers, they show up, he pays them, he does what he wants, they leave. No strings. There's no nothing.
You can throw one off the balcony if he wants. Right. He's got enough money.
Well, there's this new book called House of Outrageous Fortune, 15 Central Park West, the world's most powerful address.
I used to deliver newspapers there.
Is that right?
That's right.
Boy, I bet you got tipped well.
Come and get it.
Yeah. Did Alex Rodriguez said, well, here, John, have a hooker for Christmas. Here's your tip.
And I would go, fuck you, A-Rod. I hate the Yankees.
Well, it's about this building that A-Rod lives in. Now, it's not just A-Rod. I mean, this is home to Sting, Denzel Washington, Bob Costas. The list goes on and on. Rich
Bob Costas. Oh, so much for the party aspect. Holy crap. Would you mind keeping it down up there? You are making my glassware shake within the cabinets. Come on now, Sting. We all know you can do it all night, but not against my wall.
Well, apparently, there's all kind of stuff going on at this. I got to read this book, but I just got this about this one section here. In the book, somebody who works in this building says, A-Rod, he got hookers all the time. Usually two at a time, two times a week. One time he had two go up. They came down and left. And 10 minutes later, Cameron Diaz walks in.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, you know, he dated Cameron Diaz. He, you know, there's this whole thing about him with Madonna, Kate Hudson. You know, that was a serious relationship going on with Kate Hudson there for a while.
You have to get out of here. Cameron Diaz is coming. Get the fuck out of here now. Stop down the street. Stop on the floor below and say hello to Bob Costas.
Well, Cameron, Kate Hudson, Madonna, apparently they were not enough. The staff at the building did not like Alex at all.
I guess not. He doesn't tip for shit.
Yeah, one employee said that he was a douche and an unfriendly narcissist. I love that was the quote, douche. He was a douche and an unfriendly narcissist, John.
He was a douche. Let me tell you something. That dude was an unfriendly fucking narcissist, you know? Let me tell you what. Every time he walked past the glass, you think he see me? No. He's looking at himself. He's a fucking narcissist, this guy.
And another worker said, I hate the guy. He thought he was God.
He does. He thinks he's God. The guy's absolutely ridiculous. He thinks he's God. Hey, listen here. You're hurt all the time. You play for the Yankees. And that's about it. You got a lot of money. You're banging hookers. Yeah, I tell you what, man. I just the fact that Cameron Diaz comes walking in 10 minutes later to go up and see him again, that just makes me want to puke. I can't stand this guy. And it's not anything for her, but, you know, there's something about Mary's funny. So I don't want to see that happen to her. He's a douchebag. I believe the doorman.
Boy, there's got to be some great stories there, though, from that.
I've got to read it. Yeah, that sounds like it's pretty good. He's banging hookers.
House of Outrageous Fortune, 15 Central Park West, the world's most powerful address. That's the name of the book.
Pardon me. Has anyone in here got any Grey Poupon? I'm witty beyond compare.
All right. So we got a contest here.
Yes, we do. We have a contest. And it's really kind of an impromptu thing because last week I named the show They're Killing Me, Whitey. They're Killing Me.
They're Killing Me, Whitey. They're Killing Me.
They're Killing Me. Right. All right. So then I decided I would ask if anybody knew what that was and who that was. And it turns out that absolutely nobody did, you bunch of dumbasses. What's the matter with you?
I would have had no idea.
All right. That is Eagles coach. I think his name was Joe Kuharich from 1968. He was one of the first coaches that allowed himself to be mic'd for an NFL football game in the locker room and everything. And you've heard that. It's on NFL films all the time. You've heard it. Hit it again. Play it.
They're killing me, Whitey. They're killing me.
He said they're killing me, Whitey?
They're killing me, Whitey. They're killing me. Whitey's one of his assistant coaches.
Oh, okay. I thought he was talking to the white guy.
No, he's on the same. It might be. I mean, this was the 60s. It probably was, you know. So he's on the sidelines. He's also the same guy that's in the locker room. Well, I better not tell you because we might use it for a another contest. So that's a new contest. Here's your contest. Every week we're going to play a little tiny snip just like that. You've heard it before. Maybe you haven't. But you got to get on our Facebook page or you got to tweet with me at Bang Radio Hour and tell me who you think it is.
You got to tweet with you.
Yeah, they can tweet with me, Tom. I'm doing the Twitter. I'm having lots of fun on the Twitter.
That sound gay as fuck. Goddamn.
Well, you know, I've got to keep up with the kids. And by the way, you know, I'm getting rave reviews for the Friday and Saturday NFL picks, which, by the way, are funnier than all hell. So you got to tweet with me to see all that stuff. Anyway, send me who you think it is. All right, and everybody who gets the answer right, we will put in the hopper to be chosen at the end of the year, right on our Super Bowl show, as to who wins the awesome, amazing Bang Radio Hour Certificate of Nothing, which you can hang on your wall, suitable for framing, and it will state unequivocally that you won absolutely jack dick nothing for knowing all this shit this winter. I would sign it, but he'll probably steal my identity. Jimmy Greer, especially. Can't watch that guy.
There you go.
All right, so there it is. Okay, so this week's contest. You ready? This is this week's contest. Who is this?
If you're a man, you'll do it.
So there you go. All right, so who is that?
If you're a man, you'll do it.
All right, now hit us on the Facebook page. There's a show thread that I'll put up on the Facebook page all the time. And you can leave your answer there. And we'll see who wins the big, gigantic Bang Radio Hour Certificate of Nothing. Woohoo! All right, so let's see. What have we got here? We've got nobody really wanted to play on the Facebook page. I'm assuming everybody's getting ready for traveling for Thanksgiving, except for you British guys. You don't do Thanksgiving at this time of year, I don't think. But let's see what anybody's got to say. Lauren, who just got married, congratulations, would love for a referee to penalize a black player for using the N-word, regardless of whether it ends in ah or er. Okay. Steven Shields says, one time when I lived in Columbus, I saw these two guys kissing, and that was the gayest thing I ever saw. You know, I really could just leave it off there and not tell the rest of his story, and everybody would really think about weird things about Steven Shields, wouldn't they? Until he saw Andy the Big Chief Cheeseburger Reed deciding to grind his ass on Philip Rivers. Dude, have you seen this? I think Andy Reed busted a fart on Philip Rivers.
Probably.
Look, there's the one view everybody sees that's from behind Philip Rivers, where it looks like he's boxing him out with that big giant ass, right?
Right.
But there's another view that I put up on the BangRadioHour.com site. You got to click it and then let it load for a second. For some reason, it runs kind of slow. But it's another angle where you see Philip Rivers' face and you see Andy Reid's face turn around and start laughing. And I'm dead serious. I think Reid blew a big fucking cloud on him. That was a fucking halftime pizza fart.
That's great.
All right, let's see here. Chip Underwood wants us to play Terry Bradshaw singing country music.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to cry. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Okay, that's about all I can handle from Terry Bradshaw.
That's about all I can handle, really, of almost any country music, to be quite honest with you. But the funny thing about that is that there's a video up on our Facebook page of Terry Bradshaw singing that song, gazing at the ceiling of some warehouse where they're filming this hee-haw crap that he's on. I think it actually might even be hee-haw. He comes up out of the cornfield with Junior Samples. Hey, what you know about that there, Junior? Hey, Terry, call BR549. We'll get you a good deal on goddamn Cadillac.
Now, here's one thing I'll tell you about Junior Samples. That guy was constantly on the
weed.
Hey, we's going to sell y'all one of these here Cadillacs, but it's just sitting there at the goggling. It's a bit whomper-jawed and cattywampus, kittle up and lent over. You know, come on, God, shitty up there with a gizzy whiz, straight tone up. Call BR549.
You can't stay off the weed.
Everybody on Hee-Haw was doing that shit.
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine working on Hee-Haw? I mean, really, all these stoned-ass hillbillies and these hot women, unbelievably hot women,
I know,
roaming around the set of this place with barely anything on.
All those farmers' daughters.
All them farmers' daughters. Barbara Bach and all of them. Yeah. They were all on that show. And For a young boy watching UHF TV back in the day, seeing Hee-Haw and having to sit through a Buck Owens song just so you could see Grandpa sitting on the goddamn porch with his granddaughter and her little tiny shorty shorts.
It was very twisted at times, very odd, very strange, very creepy sometimes.
Stupidest goddamn show ever. It's still on. I think it's still on.
Somewhere, but, you know, back then... It was on Saturday nights, I think at 7 o'clock.
It was opposite Soul Train, you know.
No, it was opposite Bugs Bunny. Well, I couldn't I could only watch during the commercials between the Bugs Bunny cartoons, you know. So
of course, you gotta watch Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. They were on at the same time on Saturday nights. Same time they were on.
Yep, that's right. Well, we do have an email here from Showstalker Josh Wells. And he says, you know, you guys, the newly created neck rule implemented last week, you'd think that it would be called most every time Peyton got touched. This guy is mostly neck. You'd end up grazing if you went to go shake his hand. Hey, look, you know what? They made up for it last night for the 49ers. They let them frickin' pummel Robert Griffin III, kick him in the balls, punch him in the face, everything they wanted to do. Dude, ever since Robert Griffin III came out and said, ah, yeah, sure, I bait the refs, they said, you know what? F you, buddy. They let him get killed.
The neck is a part of the body.
Right.
That's right. The neck is a part of the body. Tell you what, you know what's, did you, if y'all saw it, Robert Griffin III, he got kicked in the balls. Alden Smith kicked him right in the balls. It looked like just what, like one of those soccer pictures that you see of some guy getting kicked in the nuts. And Griffin immediately, of course, does what he's supposed to do and grabs them on television, which, of course, will result in a fine by the FCC. Because he grabbed himself in the balls that had just gotten kicked by an all-pro defensive end. He was marching around trying not to touch him. He was tapping himself on the thigh. But he grabbed him twice, and I saw it. If they wanted my goddamn testimony, I'm going to say,
I saw that young boy grab his balls after he got kicked him, and I expect this trash to be cleaned up off my airwaves.
All right, that's all we got.
All right, well, for those of you who like to celebrate a man showing up to some foreign land and slaughtering a bunch of innocent Indians and stealing their land and claiming he discovered it, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hail to the Redskins. All right.
I'm not a fan of Christopher Columbus at all. I think he was a piece of shit. But I love Thanksgiving because that means food and, of course,
football.
Right.
And football. And for all you people that are crying because people at Walmart have to work, shut the hell up. Just shut up.
They have taken this whole day after Thanksgiving Christmas thing to a whole new level, haven't they?
Oh, dude, they're all worried about, oh, these people at Walmart, they won't get to spend Thanksgiving with their families. Dude, who gives a shit? For 364 other days, you treat these people like garbage, and now you're all concerned about it. Shut up!
Yeah, and half of them probably don't want to be with their families anyway.
They'll sit there and watch football. How many people are working in those stadiums, Tom?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but see, they're not real Americans. They're just immigrants.
Well, I mean, look. There's so many people working on the holidays now just because you know about these people because, oh, well, they're opening up early. Well, guess what? Did you get gas on your way to grandma's house? Who was running the gas station for you? Did you go in there and tell them, oh, I feel so bad. I'm going to bring you back some food. Come on.
It boils down to one thing. If you can shop online 24/7, 365, and they will deliver anything on planet Earth right to your fucking door. And that's what it's all about. Right. They got to compete.
If you don't like that people are working at Walmart on Thanksgiving, then don't shop at Walmart on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's completely optional, ladies and gentlemen. Hail to America. That's what it's all about.
You know what you should do on Thanksgiving? You should stay home and watch
football.
Right.
Right.
Because it's all about
football.
Right.
And
weed.
I'm stuffing the turkey this year.
All right. Everybody have a great holiday if you're celebrating it. If not, then have a great week, and we'll do it again next time.
Yeah, and hit that donation button so we can be thankful.
Right.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com.
Bang, 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 bang. Here I come. Bang. You've been listening.
listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.